Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, many people might be mulling over the prospect of booking an overseas trip later in the summer, but how much extra might that trip cost? New EU plans may require children travelling to have PCR tests to ensure they are COVID-free. And joining me on the line is the head of the Irish Travel Agents Association, Pat Dawson. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Claire.
So first of all, have your members seen an increase in the number of people having a look at holidays and seeking to book?
Yes, we certainly have. I mean, we've been a ghost town for 17 months, as you know, Claire, but certainly phones and emails and websites certainly got busy, and that has continued. Now, not that everything will be full overnight, but certainly there was a mood change since the announcement by the government, which is positive for all of us.
And are they making inquiries or are they actually booking?
Mainly inquiries, and they're going to, because, you know, at the moment, things haven't really settled down because airlines have to put on the capacity. I was speaking to Aer Lingus only a couple of days ago, and they certainly have to put on more flights. There's a very skeleton routes on at the moment, and they have to be filled up. But certainly in the inquiries, going to prices and whatever else. And of course, the testing, the PCR testing, is certainly problematic, because if you take for example, under sixes are free, and 7 to 18 years old, you pay. So the average PCR test out of Ireland is €95, and in Spain, Portugal, inbound, Spain, Portugal being cheaper than us, is €50. So you take an average for two adults and three kids. I mean, for the kids, it's €435 or €300 if you have two kids between 7 and 18. So it is a burden, and certainly the EU have looked at this, and they've put in a fund of €100 million, and we certainly hope our government will go looking for some of that money.
What's that for?
It's for to subsidise testing at airports. So that fund is there for governments to claim.
So that might bring the cost of the outbound PCR test down for people. Well, the inbound as well. But I mean, it's already fairly reasonable given the prices you quoted there if you're coming in from somewhere like Spain, for example.
Yes, it will bring it down. And of course, we have to remember, people coming inbound into Ireland, and it'll affect both out and back situations. So certainly, there's the debates, as you know, Claire, for antigen testing, and that's only €49. But the science and the CMO is saying that they're not allowing that at the moment. But certainly, if you see events like we had in the UK, big concert events where the 2,000 or 3,000 people were packed in, everyone had an antigen test, and everyone was fine. And I think the same is, 2 or 3 hours on an aircraft. But that's for the medics to decide, and overall the government to decide.
So if you're looking at this now, if you have three children over six, you're going to Mallorca. As you said there, it's going to cost €435 to have the children tested. That's outbound and return, right, on top of your holiday.
Yeah.
But if mammy and daddy aren't vaccinated, they have to have their tests as well.
Yes. But I think, with those costs escalating, I don't think mammy and daddy, if they haven't got the vaccination, I don't think they will travel. I mean, if you add up all that those numbers, you're talking the bones of nearly €1,000, and I don't think people will spend that money. I can't see that happening at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now on the good side of it, as of a century researcher, I was speaking to a hotelier in Spain yesterday, who's been in the business a long time, and he owns a 3-star hotel in the south of Spain, and he was telling me that bookings for his hotel aren't great at the moment for June, July and August. And I was surprised, and I said, why? And he told me, well, look, he says, the 4 and 5-star hotels, they have now come down in price. So the prices they're offering are at my 3-star prices. And so that'll tell you there certainly is value abroad. There is no doubt about that.
Yeah, I suppose the accommodation might be all right price-wise, but the flights are likely to be expensive because the routes aren't back.
Yeah, and that's very, very important. And our two main carriers, Ryanair and Aer Lingus, certainly from an Aer Lingus point of view, they'll be putting on big capacity over the next 2 or 3 weeks, and that would help, because we certainly don't want a shortage of aircraft and capacity, because that will drive up the prices. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that.
I just wonder, for the people who think, damn the expense, I'm going to do it anyway, how easy is it to get those PCR tests when you're away in particular?
it's very, very easy in many countries. I know all the medical centres around Spain and Portugal and Canary Islands, whatever. There's no issue getting those at all. You can walk in and get them. And of course, in Ireland, too, besides the airports, I see from checking it, the pharmacies are doing them as well. So there's money in it, and therefore, if there's money in it, loads of people will do it.
Right. And it's not something the travel agents will be building into the package.
Oh, God, no. With our package travel directive, we wouldn't be allowed to do that. And look, we have enough trouble, Claire, at the moment without getting worried about PCR testing.
All right. Pat, thanks very much for joining us. Pat Dawson there from the Irish Travel Agents Association. We're going to chat to some hoteliers who are getting ready to welcome guests again from tomorrow.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.